Maybe you can tell I've been watching West Wing. How can you tell? From the way I'm talking. I'm talking like I've been watching West Wing. West Wing won a Peabody Award recently. Okay, I'll say it. I watch it. I like it. But sometimes the way they talk drives me batty. How do they talk? In a way that drives me batty. Batting the same words back and forth like a badminton shuttlecock. If Abraham Lincoln ever showed up on West Wing, he'd say, 4 score and 7 years ago. I mean, a score of 4 years, then add 7. Wait, take 7, add 4 score. That's when our forefathers set foot upon this continent. But look, I like the show. It's produced and largely written by Aaron Sorkin, who also created Sports Night, which I also liked, except for the way people sometimes batted words back and forth like they're playing ping pong, not talking. Whew. What I like most about West Wing is that when the clang and jangle settles, it can be a show about big ideas. The star characters are cut from TV cloth, the pretty boy speechwriter, the voluptuous conservative, the avuncular chief of staff made wise by overcoming personal demons, but they seem to be characters who've set aside their personal lives, if they ever had them, for the chance to have jobs that can nudge along history. The show can glorify White House staffers, but it doesn't forget that it's the president who's elected, not his minions. The president, portrayed by Martin Sheen, is a Democratic liberal. Hollywood would do that. But he is no Stevensonian saint. He's not even a Martin Sheen. This president compromises principles to win another tick in opinion polls. He betrays his own ideals. Too many conservative characters can seem like caricatures, but conservative political ideas have been presented in a way that's not only fair, but compelling. Some of the most persuasive popular arguments you can hear against gun control or in favor of school prayer and banning flag burning have been woven into West Wing dialogue. The show's creators might be Hollywood liberals, but they seem to be honest Hollywood craftsmen first, who know that drama crackles best when characters surprise you and make you think. Over the years, some true talents have tried to concoct good theater out of the American presidency. Why should American presidents be any less fascinating than Roman emperors or Danish princes? But most shows have fallen flat. Why does a show that makes drama out of nuclear proliferation, census projections, and the other majestic minutiae of politics become popular entertainment now? Is it because people hear so little of that talk from real-life politicians? Or maybe it's just Rob Lowe.